USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu commended the United States for vetoing a Gaza ceasefire resolution at the United Nations on Friday. He praised the decision on Saturday, asserting that it would be contradictory to support Hamas's elimination while also calling for a ceasefire. Netanyahu announced that Israel would persist in its offensive on the Gaza Strip, coinciding with the IDF's commencement of an assault on the southern part of the region. His statement followed the U.S. approval of an emergency arms sale to Israel amounting to $106 million. Kevin McCarthy announced his endorsement of former President Trump in the 2024 presidential race and expressed willingness to serve in Trump's cabinet. The California Republican made these statements during an upcoming interview on CBS Sunday morning. McCarthy's endorsement comes after he recently revealed his decision to step down from his congressional seat at the end of the year, following his removal from the position of House Speaker in October. The Biden administration has set a new illegal immigration record. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration has broken a new record. Obama, Secretary of Homeland Security, Jeh Johnson on MSNBC in March of 2019.
I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
The illegal immigration into the United States has a new record. 12,000 people a day are now entering the United States.
The animated film The Boy and the Heron is soaring to the top of the weekend box office. The Japanese movie earned over $5 million during its opening day and could double that by the end of the weekend. The English voice cast includes Christian Bale, Robert Pattinson, Florence Pugh, Mark Hamill, and William Dafoe. Also from Japan, Godzilla Minus One is still holding strong in theaters, making nearly $25 million domestically in its second week of release. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and Trolls Band Together also remain popular hits at the box office this weekend. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The perpetrator of the shooting incident at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, was identified as a former professor from North Carolina. Former students and one of his graduate assistants revealed that 67-year-old Anthony Polito had peculiar working methods. Polito fatally shot three people and injured a fourth at UNLV on Wednesday. It was noted that he had applied for a teaching position at the university in 2020 but was not hired. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, as do the details about Polito's life leading up to the tragic incident. The White House does not have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to the Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege that the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. The indictment contends that he expended funds on drugs, escorts, opulent properties, and exotic cars. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. Notably, in a separate legal matter, Hunter faced 3 federal gun charges in September, to which he entered a plea of not guilty. Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. O'Neal was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar in 1970 for his role in Love Story, and was nominated for a Golden Globe for his 1973 film Paper Moon, which also starred his daughter Tatum O'Neal. Ryan O'Neal died on Friday afternoon at the age of 82. He is survived by 4 children and 5 grandchildren. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.